Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
So with that said, hey, Steve, how are you today?
Hello, Bennett. I'm doing great. And you?
Oh, I'm fine. Ladies and gentlemen, I kind of shorted Steve a little bit. There was a pause there, and that was all my fault. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, Steve works with a company called DryTech. They are water damage specialists. They also deal with mold. They deal with smell. They deal with fire. They deal with water restoration. And they are a one-stop shop when it comes to helping people whose houses have, we'll say, have houses or businesses have had a mishap. So if you need their kind of help, they're more than willing to bring in all of the big guns, all of the big machines, and help you to get your house and your life back in order. So with that said, Steve, how are you today?
Again, I'm doing fantastic. A little nervous being on live radio, but hopefully I can pull through this.
Well, evidently you're doing better than me because I went through a spiel and I was in actual mute. So, like I said, it's quite all right. It's no big deal. Anyway, could you tell us a little bit about you?
Oh, me. All right. Well, I'm from Guatemala. I was raised in California for a few years, and I moved to Virginia quite probably around 11 years back. And I've been growing up here since, and I absolutely do love it. I doodle here back in I doodle a little bit in little in art. I'm kind of an amateur at best, but I like to do it. It takes the time.
Outstanding. And your business, DryTech, mm-hmm. It's a family-owned business, and I believe you were telling me that your father has many years working for some of the bigger companies. And now he's decided to turn over and create his own, which is a huge thing. So you're helping to carry on a legacy, huh?
That's correct. My father had over 11 years in a certain company. He decided to move out and start his own with a little push from my mother. And they started out with a little company, DryTech Now, and we've been pushing on so far. I handle most of the desk work, basically, but I do handle most of the physical labor as well.
Outstanding. Well, could you tell the listeners a little bit about the company and then go into all of the services that you provide? Because I know that different companies provide a lot of different services, and I know that, like, I know one company that I heard of, they actually remove bodies. I don't know if you guys do that, but I'm sure that the average person doesn't need that type of service. So tell us a little bit about the company, and then tell us about the services that you provide.
All right. Well, it's, again, the name of the company is called DryandTech of PWC, or Prince William County. It's basically over here in Virginia in Woodbridge located. We do water, fire, mold, smoke, and odor. Or the odor is kind of new for me, so I'm still getting used to that. Well, basically, for water, we just basically, that's the most income for us, basically. It happens most recently, considered that of the other two, or the rest. Well, when a pipe breaks and all that, well, we try to get there to the source of the time and try to fix it as soon as possible. Because if you don't, some other issues, secondary damage happens, which is actually mold damage. And that's actually not covered by insurance in most states, which people don't know.
Right. So you're saying that the mold, if you let it sit, that's not covered because you didn't act quickly.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that mold damage is actually harmful to your health. That in it's not linked in any cause of death, but it does cause some it does weaken your immune system, which actually does cause a lot of illnesses that wish to come in to you.
Totally understand. I know in the Washington, D.C. area, at one of the actually I believe it was the DOT building in Washington, D.C., Department of Transportation building, mm-hmm. they actually had an indoor air quality problem, and it had to do with mold in their ventilation systems, and it affected a lot of people. It really did.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very serious thing. So what's the let's say a person realizes that they have, let's say, a water problem in their house. How much time on average, and again, I know it's not specific because different insurance companies may have different rates or different ways on how they judge it, but how soon from the time that you discover the water do you need to report it?
It depends on the situation itself. Basically, people notice it between the first 24 hours, but at times they're on vacation and they're not back for maybe 2 weeks or a month. It just varies on the situation on that. But most insurance are lenient when you are on vacation. But basically, usually around maybe 2 weeks or so.
Okay. But either way, as soon as a person discovers it, they need to call you or they need to call their insurance company?
Well, it varies. Some people are more, more cautious with the insurance company because their insurance policy and the rates and everything like that. So if they give a call to a restoration company, they can help you out with all that. So it helps out with the insurance process a lot easier on the homeowner.
If they go through the insurance process before they contact you, is that what you're saying? As in notifying who's going to be, I guess, paying everything other than the deductible?
Well, yes and no. It just varies on the person itself, but yes, if they go to the restoration service first, the technician can help out with the process with the insurance because a lot of people don't know anything about water damage in a home or anything like that. So they usually ask some questions from the insurer to the homeowner, and sometimes the homeowner is confused about that. So they probably say something wrong, and then the insurance say, you know, you're not covered with this kind of loss, when in fact you actually were insured.
Roger that. So your recommendation, of course, or suggestion better, is that they would mm-hmm. they should contact the restoration company, and then they now have a mm-hmm. professional sitting next to them that is actually trying to give them the service that they need other than a company that's probably trying to give them the minimum.
Of course.
Outstanding. So you deal with water. You also deal mm-hmm. with fire restoration. Is that correct?
That's correct. Basically, there was a fire here, which is one of my friends actually had it, and the insurance company fixed, is taking care of the issue. But right now they're living in a hotel, and that's actually quite stressful for them too. But yes, when fire happens, it happens really fast, and all you have to do is care for the loved ones that actually can get out of the fire and make sure no one's injured.
Right. That's true. So at that point, for the most part, restoration is just part of the process after the firemen and all of that stuff. And in that case, you're
correct.
Not only handling the smell, you're handling the burned stuff, and you're handling that water again, correct?
That's correct, from the firemen. A lot of people don't know there's actually water damage when there's fire.
Okay. Yeah, I would kind of figure that. Now, on fire, if you have somebody that has a fire in their house, because you do residential and commercial, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So when you do a take us through the process. Well, let's go backwards. Take us through the process of how you would assess the damage from water or your processes, however it is that you do it, and then I want to talk a little bit more about the fire, the process for fire.
Of course. Well, in a regular water damage, basically we come into the homeowner where they allow us to come in and we view the situation, basically. We try to find out where the moisture is coming from, the source of the moisture, and see how far the water got to. If there's carpeting, we have to check on the padding, see how far the water traveled underneath the padding. Now, if it comes from the second floor, we need to make sure that the walls are dry. If not, we have to remove some baseboards, the shoe molding, and if the drywall is not elevated, we have to make sure that we cut some holes so that way the moisture reaches inside. And after that, it's just basically just some labor, and then the machines take the rest of the labor out of that. So it's basically a three-day process, which the labor is in the first day. And after that, it's air movers and dehumidifiers that take care of the rest.
Okay. So after that, after you started to dry and do all of that stuff or somewhere in that process, then you also start with the mold, the mold reduction, mold restoration. How does that process
correct.
Work? What are the chemicals?
Well, we use antimicrobials, basically. It kills harmful microbials. We also have biocides and all that kind of chemicals. But in mold situations, you have literally maybe 48 hours before, if you leave water still on the ground, before it becomes a mold issue, before mold starts to grow. In that situation, anything that's touching with mold usually has to go, unless it's fabrics, which can be clean at best, but you don't want to be using your own, because that way the mold spores are inside the washing machine and dryer, and you can just continue contaminating clothes like that.
Wow. Yeah, ladies, we're talking about, as he said, germinological process here of getting rid of something that in some cases it's so small you can't see it or smell it, so you truly need a professional to come in and do that mold restoration for you, along with, again, running those air movers. How do you guys come with the still in the water in water, getting rid of that moisture? How do you guys? I know you have humidifiers and you have blowers.
Mm-hmm.
How many, I guess, cubic feet of air do those things move? I know they're in various sizes, those air movers.
Mm-hmm. Well, our size is kind of small and lightweight, but it's actually extremely powerful. We just need a few, maybe in a normal size room, probably around four and one in each corner, kind of air movement in the circulation of the room. And then we have a dehumidifier in the center, which is sucking up all the moisture in the air while releasing warm air into the atmosphere, into the circulation. And while the air movers is blowing all the water from the floor into the air.
Wow. And I guess that would really kill somebody's electric bill, because you got those dehumidifiers, and I guess depending on the moisture outside, you're fighting that. So I guess in a place like Florida, that would be really interesting, because they get a lot of rain.
A lot of rain. They actually have a lot of mold issues with that because of the hurricanes and all the weather itself. But, yeah, water damage is pretty bad over there in Florida as well.
Outstanding. Okay, great. That's really useful information. Well, before we go any further, could you tell everybody how they can get in touch with you?
Oh, sure. Well, we have a website, which is www.dryingtechpwc.com. or they can visit my Facebook page at Drawing Tech of PWC Inc. on Facebook and then in Google Plus as well.
Okay, do you guys have a phone number?
Oh, yes, of course. My bad. We have, my phone number is 703-541-8239 to reach me personally, or you can use the office, which is 888-238-2067. And if you'd like to do it by email address, I can do that too, which is STIVER1PWC@hotmail.com.
Outstanding. All right, with that said, let's talk about the fire end of the restoration. How exactly do you guys go through that process? Could you take us through that step by step?
Oh, I can try. Basically, when a home is set on fire, we have to make sure that the homeowner and everyone made it out safe. And after that, we just have to make sure that the structure itself is deemed safe to come into. After that, what we have to do is assess the situation, basically how much everything was burnt, what could be salvaged, what can't. What needs to be thrown away, including walls, ceiling. The drywall has to be removed from that, baseboards. Doors probably be charged. Is electrical side safe? Can we use equipment in there? And every situation is different. Some could be big, some could be small, like a kitchen fire. But the most thing we actually have to do is make sure that the the odor from the smoke is actually eliminated, because it can cause some effects in the homeowner itself, saying it still smells like smoke in here. It could give them I don't know what the right word is, psychological disorder or something like that, because of the smoke, and can bring back kind of nightmarish things about the fire and all that.
It can have a psychological effect on them.
Exactly. I'm sorry if I can't say the word right.
Yeah, no problem. Again, the fear of fire is also another natural fear. So That's huge. Now, when there's a fire, doesn't the fire department, I guess the building department, don't they verify if the structure is stable? Rewind that. If it's that bad, mm-hmm. then you wouldn't be there anyway, because it would be a demo. We're talking about like maybe a room, you know, something in a room caught on fire or a small portion of the house.
Mm-hmm.
I get what you're saying. Let me back that up. I apologize.
So no, you're perfectly fine.
After you've done your basic assessment, you remove the stuff that needs to be removed out of the house,
mm-hmm.
how do you guys go about removing that smell or that odor?
Well, basically we have an odor machine over here in the office, which is we put a special chemical which can eliminate the odors which penetrates the wood, because smoke actually penetrates anything it can find, anything that's porous, basically. And after that, it eliminates the smell inside the deep fabrics or wood or things like that. And after that, we come into the home to see whether it still smells bad like that after a good hours, after everything settles. And then we put depending on the homeowner, if they deem it okay for us to use an odor, which may be a cinnamon odor or things like that, we can put that in the air to make it smell clean.
So you guys
You
guys can also use a counter scent. So you have a neutral scent and you also have a counter scent?
That's correct.
Okay, cool. So you guys actually neutralize the original odor. And then from
mm-hmm.
there, to, I guess, make the home feel more homey, you'd put something like cinnamon, you know, back when that feeling of home, your mother baking cinnamon cakes or something, that's huge.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's very cool. So what else
can you tell us?
What's your you guys have a 24-hour service with DryTech, is that correct?
That is correct. We actually have taken calls before from 2 a.m. and arrived at the property about a good 45 minutes after that.
Wow, you're doing better than some ambulances.
Why, thank you.
Outstanding. Ambulance and the fire department. That's cool. All right, so you provide a 24-hour service. Right now,
mm-hmm.
with your company size, where is it that you mostly service? I know you said Prince William County, but what other areas do you service, or do you service any other areas?
We actually do service other areas. We go up to Arlington, Alexandria region, and also down to Stafford. Basically, between those cities, we can definitely go to.
Okay,
and,
so you don't go...
Go ahead.
So you don't go to Fredericksburg, and you don't go to D.C.?
No, we definitely don't go to D.C. because that's different licensing and that we just don't want to get into. But we do actually service, actually now started serving Maryland, just in the border between Virginia.
Okay, so you go as far as Maryland, you don't do D.C., and you go as far south off of 95 as far as Stafford, Virginia.
Correct.
Okay, very cool, very cool. Yeah, I've definitely learned some things, and I really appreciate you sharing it. What else would you like to share with listeners that they need to think about when they're looking at a water company to deal with their water resolutions or smoke or fire? What are some of the things that the average homeowner wouldn't know, or business owner, and it makes DryTech special, different?
Well, we try to provide, as best as we can, a friendly environment. Since they're dealing with the family or themselves, this is just a family business. We try to get them as much information as they can without hiding anything. We do provide, I wouldn't say discounted any. We do give fairly good prices for the services we do. And we're available 24/7 with any information that you need. Give us a. I'm literally on the phone next to me when I sleep. It's basically just like that. I'm willing to take off my time just to help you guys, anyone out.
Okay, so you get that personal service, you get that family business, you get that entrepreneurial, individual entrepreneurial spirit. So when they're dealing with you guys, they're already dealing with the owners.
Correct.
Outstanding. So quality service, great.
Mm-hmm.
You've got all the equipment that you need. You provide 24-hour service, you know, as long as it's possible and it's within your region. What's your plans for expanding your services or your footprint?
Well, my plan right now is trying to just make the company known, since, you know, we're starting out small and everything like that. But after that, we're planning to get another crew leader and expanding our how many people we can actually service. And after that, I would like to go into my business degree and take that and try to make this grow even better as I possibly can.
Okay, so your three areas of concentration are water restoration, fire restoration, and odor restoration at this point. Are there any other services?
You can't forget mold remediation.
Okay, and mold. So you have four general core spaces that you work in. That was water, fire, mold, and odor, correct?
Correct.
Outstanding. See that the old guy can actually keep up sometimes.
You're not an old man. Man, I swear, you can keep me moving too.
Wow. So your father's got 12 years, the company's got 12 years of experience. It's got two strong backs minimum, and from what I understand, there's a lady in your company that kicks butt.
Well, my boss doesn't want to share the secret, but my mother is actually the boss. He won't admit that, but she definitely is.
Yeah, I was listening to somebody, and they were saying that your mom was there working, and she was kicking butt. She was. How you saying, doing twice what y'all was doing, making y'all look like y'all were lazy?
Definitely. She definitely has that effect on us. It's always amazing how well she can do it.
Outstanding. All right, well, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us before we close? Any tidbits that you want to give to us and give to the listeners so that when they think that they have a problem, again, with their fire, their mold, their odor, or their water, that they think of DryTech?
Well, any plumbing leak can become a serious problem. It's just to make sure it's to keep an eye on it. Now, especially if you're going on vacation, I definitely recommend that you shut off the water before you leave, just in case something like when you come back, everything's not flooded. Also, to make sure that someone's always watching your house, just in case you have pets or anything like that. In a mold situation, if you smell musty odor in the basement or you seem to be getting sick more than usual, I definitely recommend getting a special hygienist to visit the house to see if there's mold. And after that, we can come in and take care of the mold itself. And anything like that, I'll happy to help with any questions.
Again, thank you for coming on. And one more time, could you give everybody your contact information so that, again, one, we want them to think of DryTech because you guys seem to provide a phenomenal service, but two, so that they can get a hold of you when they need you. What's that contact information, sir?
Of course. Again, the office number is 888-238-2067, or you can reach me personally at 703-541-8239. And my email address is stiver1pwc@hotmail.com. And we also have Facebook, Google+, and I'm also working on a YouTube channel as well to put our recent videos of our work as well, which is also called Drying Tech of PwC.
Okay. Very cool. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, if you're looking for a smoke, fire, or water or damage specialist, especially if you're in the Northern Virginia area, you want to get a hold of DryTech because they're the guys that are going to bring you the most bang for your buck and going to provide you that quality service that you've always that you actually want and deserve, not just some commercial franchise that's just going to go through the motion. People that are going to sit down because you're going through a trying time when you have to experience something like this. So with that said, Steve, I'd like to thank you, your dad, and the rest of the members of your crew and your company for coming on the show and sharing all of this information with us and educating us on the things that we need to know if and when we have a problem like this. I mean, hopefully we don't, but we all know that, you know, things happen.
Of course, the impossible always happens. And I'd like to actually thank you, Mr. Bennett, as well, to have me on the radio show. And I'm sorry, again, I'm a little still shaky with all this, but I hope I did it well to inform the listeners.
Oh, you did fine. Not a problem. How you say it's the guy that's supposed to be seasoned you got to watch.
That may be true.
All right, Steve, again, thank you very much for coming on, and you have a great day, and give everybody my best, and continue to help all of those people that you guys are passionately and diligently helping to solve their problems. Very cool.
Again, thank you for go right ahead. I'm sorry. I always keep interrupting you.
No problem. Helping to keep them and their family safe after they think the problem is over by making sure that it truly is over.
Of course. Of course. Thank you again for having me, and I hope to see you soon.
All right. Take care. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Steve of DryTech. They are a family-owned and family-operated business working in the Northern Virginia area. And again, if you're interested in contacting them, their number is 888-238-2067, if that's if you want to call their office. And their website is dryingtechpwc.com. Again, thank you again to Steve for the awesome service that they provide, and again for coming on to the Zurian Show. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's anything in the show that you find that is of use to you or that you feel should be shared with other people, we ask that you please share the shows, because if you're not listening, all we're doing is talking to ourselves, and we hope that we continue to bring quality and useful service, information and service to you. Again, if you'd like our show, in the upper left-hand corner, click follow, and you'll get updates on future and upcoming shows. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience, and thank you for listening. Take care, be well, and have a great day, because we wish you every success.